bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Your next comedian coming to the stage is getting roasted on Thursday. Yeah, I'll be there. I've got one joke. I've got some time to write some more. We'll see. It'll be a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something to do, if you're like, I didn't see enough of those local comedians that I've never seen on TV on Monday, I'd like to see them make jokes about each other that I probably won't understand.
What time?
8 o'clock. Let's get a big round of applause going for Ian Ellis.
Jack is part of the 9 at 9. That means Illuminati. Okay, turn it upside down. Study Drake. That'll make you understand Jack Baker. They're basically the same person.
Yes.
He just recorded Views from the Shrine. It's a cold motherfucker. There's a lot of cutie pies in here. Did you look around at the merch? It's delicious. I just want to say to all you fellas, good job. Good job. You tricked attractive people into hanging out with you. I'm the fourth most attractive person in this room. Okay, I know you think you look cute, your t-shirt. Think outside of the sleeve. Summertime, wear a summer shirt. Be a maverick. Bitches love mavericks. My hoe is at home. I might fuck it. I don't know. It's a choice I get to make. That's for motherfuckers. Bring your pussy into this room. Think you cute. Get a summer tea, bitches. Ain't about nothing. Guys, you ever feel like life is hard? This shit is way harder than it needs to be. Like, I get it that, like, God hates us. I read that shit in the Bible. This bitch ate an apple. And God was like, y'all tripping. That shit was just supposed to be hard forever. But this is the age of reason. Okay? I have an iPhone. I feel like I should be able to say, fuck you, God, I have angry birds. My life's not gonna be that hard. Tripping about bitches. You can get one. Krishna got a hoe. He's lonely. Fucking virgins. Sissy? Angry Birds has a movie coming out. They sponsored my sex. I see that shit. Life stinks, man. There's not a square foot of this planet that isn't trying to kill you. Okay? Go anywhere. If it's not the lions, tigers, and bears, there's disease. Take a stroll through the rainforest. You're not invited. You're gonna die from pooping out your butthole. You probably got that shit from a bug. You feel all high and mighty. I have a condo. I pay rent. Fuck you. A mosquito took your life, bitch. You're not welcome on this goddamn planet. Fuck your ambition, ho. I'm not about that life. Okay, I'm no Indiana Jones. Exploring shit. Just trying to get through and it still seems hard. I work in this job. Sling chicken. Just chicken holler at me. Trying to be a comedian, but right now my chicken is better, so. Baste it, I smoke it. Chicken's on the point. We haven't got the light yet. Let's talk about Jack Baker. Shit. Why are you flashing lights at me? Is this a rave? I mean, I heard the rules, but I didn't co-sign on it. You got to get this shit in writing. I'ma run this fucking light. Especially because the list is long. Alright, this is a quick thing about Jack Baker. There's a lot of kinds of science, okay? You know, there's tree science, social science, this microphone is getting bigger science. My favorite is junk science, okay? That's when instead of going like, I wonder how the fuck that works, you go, I wonder why aliens did that. You try and solve that fucking mystery. Jack Baker has persistent migraines. So if you ever hear anything about migraines in your local news or read an article, please talk to him about it. He is not tired of having that conversation. He's just waiting for somebody to solve this problem in his life. He's been dying for you to see that CBS special and test his fucking patience with your cure for his fucking migraines that have been crippling him for 10 goddamn years. Thing about persistent migraines, you know when you get them, it usually comes from a disease. It's like mono, it's a kissing disease. That lonely nothing got a kissing disease. It's triggered. After you get the disease, you get persistent migraines. So now I'm sitting there thinking with my junk science, maybe the way your body was fighting the infection caused the headaches. Just get a vaccination for the fucking disease that gave it to you, B. What? Your doctors didn't think of that? Idiot. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I'll let me get it.
Keep it going for Ian Ellis, everybody. I don't know what that thing was at the end. But don't talk to me about fucking headaches. I really don't want to hear that shit. Good. Just waiting for Peter Francis Geraci to solve it.
Call back.
Just showed up late if you didn't get that. Should have fucking been here on time. So you can understand that joke that I made an hour ago. Guy in front was just like, ah, jokes. You're in the right fucking place, man.
When does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undefined, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mendus, incendium gloria cultum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Sticking around here. You guys ready for your next comment?
Yeah!
All right, guys. You better be prepared, because this guy may or may not say some of the most inappropriate shit you've ever heard in your life. I know, because I've seen him do comedy, and he says some really fucked up shit. Guys, give it up for Ian Ellis!
Yeah, Ian!
Hey, guys. My comedy comes with a warning.
You're not 17, you should please leave. I may or may not say something inappropriate for all comedians. That was a dig, you edgy motherfuckers. It would be a balls to drop. I thought it was comedy. I thought I could say anything I goddamn well please, but no, don't offend minorities. People in my book, like, she looks like Game of Thrones.
chicken bone, I can make a thunderstorm from a light rain. My ears start ringing, my nose get bloody, I feel a little bit of pressure on my right brain. Intermission, transmission, put me in submission, glistening, trapped in the light prison, whistling. The Christ told me, come closer to the light, man. I went blind, woke up in front of a mic stand.
I love that guy. He looks like a real boy doll. Like if there's a catalog for pedophiles, or you can pick out life-size dolls that you can hang out with at the beach, I feel like Brad's picture would be in there. It would go for a hefty sum. You guys are Brad's friends? He probably looks like a haunted doll. That's why you don't have him over for sleepovers. Is that the boy? Ah, Jesus, get out of here. Sorry, Brad. It's okay. But he's super bitter, and that's what I like about him. I don't know what you like. The decisions you came to on your own accord. You know, I got here. I was at home, and I was like, Zanzibar! Sandbar. Zanzibar. I'm going to the sandbar. Now I'm here. Very clever wordplay. Appreciate it. Laugh on your troubles with me. Guys, this place used to be called North Beach. I spent a lot of time here not getting laid. I've come here on industry night. Woo! I'm standing there with my cool friends, and they start talking to some ladies, and then I'd have to walk in a circle. Because I couldn't stand too close to them, and I wasn't going to talk to a lady. I was too scared. All these pretty hoes down here.